The parish over here of Kiseitze, there's a lot of different mitzvahs, a lot of different yanim. There's one kemat towards the end, is an inyan that seems to be striking in its humra that you don't find any other place. And that is lo yeh lecha bekischa even ve'even goylo ktana. A person is not allowed to have two middos in his possession, a big one and a small one. You can't have measuring cups. So the lechura, this halacha is, this din is a subdivision of the din of gzela. Gzela comes with a lot of different eschoys. The Gemara says in the Gemara in the beginning of Eizen Eshech Darshins, different psukim, what do I need for ribis, for gzela, for sagas kvul. There are different variations in gzela, which each one has its own specific love. So if somebody has different avonim, he's obviously going to be stealing from people. So b'meila, this is another type of stealing. But if you take a look at it, it's much different than that. First of all, Rashi says, what is it mean le'ebcha be'ezcha eifa ve'eifa g'doylo k'tana? So the pashto pshat, if a person would learn it, it means you're not allowed to have, let's say, a kilo weight and a half a kilo weight. So Rashi says it's impossible. So Rashi says, g'doylo k'shemakcheshes es k'tana. It's only if the g'doylo is makchesh de k'tana. Shelo ye'noytel b'g'doylo machse b'k'tana. In other words, you can't pass off two weights as one weight. You can't take a weight of two almost kilo weights, one a little bit more, one a little bit less, and when you take schayr, use the smaller one, when you give it, use the bigger one. L'chur, that's obvious. I mean, does that have a meaning that a person can't have a scale with different denominations? That a person can't have a gram weight, and a kilo weight, and a meter ruler, and a half a meter ruler? I mean, it's pashut, you can. So what's the havamina in Rashi that you couldn't have those either? And then there's a kamash malon that it's dafke if it's mekheshes. So lechura, the pshat seems to be that the reason given is because mekheshes suasu. So it's also a very interesting lashon that they contradict each other. And we'll see, try to understand a little bit what the inyan of that is. Secondly, Chazal over darshin the smichas apashis. How come this parasha is next to Amalek? So Chazal say a very, the Yalkut Shemayni says over here, a marshal. The Yalkut Shemayni says somebody was accused of murder, and when the king tried to imprison him, he couldn't find any other prisoners in the jail of such a similar avera. So he said, let's keep him separately, or let's keep him isolated until we find somebody else as bad as that. And when another murderer came, then he was put in together with that murderer. And that's the lashon that Yalkut Shemayni uses, a roitzeach. So the same thing here also, we couldn't figure out where to put Amalek. Amalek doesn't have any shaykhes with all the other people that are over here. As soon as it says the parasha of Mishkoilos Midos, so now we found another Eitzeach, we put them together. I mean, it's a dover tema admoid. There are Averis, the whole parasha of Kiseitze is full of different Averis. You have here Averis Tarachayiv Misa. You have somebody, an HS Ish that's Mizana, is also over here. And yet he couldn't find anybody. That's the only place he finds Mishkolos. And the lotion that the Chazal uses, Yalkut Shemayni, the Chazal that Yalkut Shemayni brings, the fact that he calls him Roitzeach means both of them strike at an Ikon Nekuda. In Ben Al Mechaveira, there's no worse Avera than Ritzicha, because Ritzicha is something that goes at the deepest Nekuda of Ben Al Mechaveira. So here also, you're talking about an Inyan that goes to the deepest Nekuda of Hashchasa. I understand by Amalek. Amalek, the whole mitzvah of Amalek is that he's that it strikes at the very sheirish of Kfira, like it says that he was bedafka. He went bedafka against Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Hakadosh is makin Hakadosh Baruch Hu and his meirid by and so on and so forth. But in mishkoilus and midas, I mean, fine, he stole a little bit. And it's not a great thing to do, but where is there something that you could possibly compare to Amalek? I mean, it's very far. Rashi says it just, he brings a chazal, different lashon chazal, where as an oynish for midas and mishkoilus, HaKadosh Baruch is going to bring a oyev. Say that that's a whole series of inyanim like that. It says in Aveir Shmita, Kadosh Baruch Hu brings pulmus in against Kadosh Baruch Hu, by various of this, Kadosh Baruch Hu brings that. That's something that we could understand. But the mashal that the Yalkut Shemini uses is we couldn't find an Oiva Aveira of the caliber of Amalek. There's no place to put Amalek in Parashat Kiseitze because there's none of the Aveiras that Shtal Zechtzu. Mishkoilus and Midas Shtal Zechtzu. Sachakov Mishkoilus and Midas are an Inyan of Agzela, which is an Oinesh. It's a lav at best. It's a Michayev Mamani, not Michayev Malkus on it because it's Nitin Lashava, and that's that. The Gemara also dashes its Chumrah from Arayas. The Gemara says that it's more chamak gdoyle oinshon shel midas mi Arayas. That Arayas, it says ale and and here it says ale. So the Gemara asks, what's the chumrah? I mean, Arayas you get misafon, this you don't. So Chazal say this is nitin lishavin, this is not nitin lishavin. That this you give back, this you can't give back. This is shayach to the tshuva, this is not shayach to the tshuva. L'chura, why is it not shayach to tshuva? Because if somebody has a scale and he had a business and a lot of people came and he cheated them, he doesn't know who to give it back to. L'chura, it's not a special problem in midas and mishkoilus. If somebody's panos is a pickpocketer and he goes to his habit is he goes to places with a lot of jackets and takes out wallets. He also doesn't know who he took, what he took. If he took 1,000 wallets in his lifetime, and he took the cash and threw out the wallet. He also doesn't know who took it from. I mean, and the other way around. If a person opens up a store and the first day he has one customer and then he realizes his scales are off, so he can't give it back. It's a mikra. It's usually a ganav knows a person steals from, and a person who steals by midas mishkoilus doesn't know. But if there's a special knach in midas and mishkoilus, where it's possible that there's no special knach in midas mishkoilus that we would say it's worse. Chazal said it's godel oinshin of midas more than arayas, so Chazal are pointing out that be'etzem midas and mishkoilus have something to themselves besides the fact that b'mikra you happen to use it a lot of times and it's less shayach. I mean, a storekeeper in a small place knows whose customers are and he could give it back to them. So I think Chazal are trying to point out something much more mitzad the teichin of midas and mishkoilus over the other one. That is that's the inyas faz the chumrah. One more nekuda, the Rambam brings the halacha over here, and the halacha is that you're not allowed. He says, he paskins that the issa is not using it. The issa is not at all, not even keeping it. That a person is not allowed to possess a scale that is false. The Rambam holds that it's a issa that be'etzim could be shaykh to malchus. It's a lav, except that it's nitin lishavin. We don't find any place in the Torah by any other Isser that there's a gedder of you might come to use it. L'chur, the Isser here, according to Rambam, is if you have fake scales. I mean, there's no kedush in the scales as if the Torah wanted to have very good scales. It's just that if a person has it, he might come to use it. Chametz on Pesach is the only one possibly of that Bayiroa Bayimotze is a gedder that the Torah didn't want you to have it so that you don't come to eat it. I mean, we don't dash in time in a crow, but it seems to be a similar. And Tosfos says that the reason why there's a din bedika on chametz is because lebadal mene, all isurim, that anything that's also all year round, we're not choishish that a person would come to use it. So chazer is something that is you're allowed to keep. Chaylov you're allowed to keep, even though it's karis, because people don't, if they know it's also, they know it's also. So there's no issa whatsoever to possess it. A nazir, because wine is an unusual iser, most people are allowed to. Chametz, because a person is not bodel minei, there's a special din not to keep it. If midas and mishkoilis are, that apostle midas and mishkoilis are asa, so a person will not use it. If a person won't use it, that's that. Why did the Torah place a special iser on the etzim keeping it? Even if you never use it, you're over lois hasei. It's a regular lois hasei. It's a lois hasei of a type that you would be over in Aveira, and you would get malchus, except that also nitnili shavet. So let's be misbeinu a little bit in the inyan over here. It's it strikes at a very, very deep nekuda that is negea to the mamish, the yisaidus of Anhagav HaKadosh Baruch Hu and so on. Let's try to understand the musig of Mida and Mishkal and the Bria. Mida, Mishkal, we say it, Ein Ke'erkech Hashem Lekeinu, that there's nothing similar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's value. Let's try to understand a certain deep nekuda in these inyanim. We speak of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as being Echad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one, he's Kol Olam Kuloi, everything is Shayat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and so on. That's Echad, that everything in the world is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaShoveh Mashveh, we're going to say LaKotn LaGadol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is equal. If you sin, you don't hurt him. If you do mitzvahs, you don't help him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is above any type of a specific quantification, qualification, or anything like it. And yet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has midas. Rosh Hashanah is a time of midas adin. We mispal for midas arachmim. There's Yud Gimel midas arachmim, and so on. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a lot of midos that express themselves very differently. There's Yud Gimel midas arachmim. There's a shorter version of Teisha midas by all the names that have been given by Chochmei Emes to different Anhagos HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Luchasha Magdula, Vagvura, Vatiferes, all of those in Yonim, each one is a specific Midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the problem that presents itself is, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu has many Midas, then how is he one? The answer is, the word Midah itself contains in itself the nekuda that is mekasha, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one, to the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu expresses itself in many different ways. And the word is mida. Mida means a measurement. A measurement is the ability to apply a single standard to many different inyanim. So if I take a yardstick, and I say this is the yardstick, this is the official yardstick for the world, so everything in the world stells itself to, everything in the world is compared to, is evaluated by, is described by that same yardstick. So this is a yard and a half, and this is 3/4 of a yard, and this is 2 yards. Everything, a midah in itself, by using the word midah, which means this, a measurement, I'm describing a phenomenon where I'm taking one nekuda and a lot of different things and stelling it to. Let's understand it klapa the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's take somebody who is he's got a complicated personality. He's very moody. Sometimes he's angry. Sometimes he blows up. Sometimes he's in a fantastic mood. Sometimes he's friendly. Sometimes he's distant. Sometimes he's antagonistic. If the person has a complicated personality, I say he's really a lot of different parts to himself. And it's a get of love face. So it's about a bikirbam. He's different parts of his personality, and they keep jacking back and forth for expressing themselves through him. That person is correctly described as being a person with different. It's a complex personality. It includes a lot of different elements that don't have shaykh to each other. Let's say a person is a tremendous pedagogue, and he understands that to teach, to educate, to develop, you need to use different midas. Sometimes he uses distance, sometimes he uses kirva, sometimes he uses this mida, that mida, the other mida. Then it's one mida. The mida is that he's a pedagogue, and the everything is part of that. The nafgemina is, does he use mida or not? If there is a thinking person evaluating and measuring and saying they need to have a greater sense of yira, so therefore now I'm going to put a certain measure and of distance between us. They need a certain sense of ava. I'm now going to put in an element of kirva. If the person is in perfect control of himself, then the middles are, as described, middles. They're measured, they are weighed, they are cut, and the fact that they are so carefully measured makes them part of one anhaga. It's not the pshat, I have a bad temper, so sometimes I explode, I have a very friendly personality, sometimes very nice, and so on and so forth. It's one mitzias, one teichin, and that teichin controls the different expressions, and the medium which expresses this control is the fact that it's b'mido or b'mishura, that it's weighed and measured. When it's calculated and weighed and measured means I'm calibrating the separate elements vis-a-vis a common nekuda. The common nekuda is to develop the child's personality. If I weigh and measure every anhaga, klapi dat to'elas, I've imposed one control on everything. So when we speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu and midos, the midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are defined as midos for that reason. They're different modes of expressions, all of them measured, all of them modded to one common point. That common point has a name, and it's called Emes. Chosomish HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Emes means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's weight, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has one point. And just like when we speak of different rulers have slight variations, and the real yardstick, the real meter, is that central point, that's the Nekuda of Emes, and everything else gets calibrated against it. So, in Midas and Anhagas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu expresses himself in different Eifanim, which we call Midos. Those different Eifanim are controlled by, used by, and are tools of a central Midah, and that Midah is called Emes. And the connection between Emes between Emes and the particular midas is the etzem concept of midah. That is the way the Inyan expresses itself klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you speak about midas hadin, so the way in which a person can evaluate that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. When we talk about people also, so if I want to take somebody and I want to evaluate him, I come to Reuven and I say, Reuven, you're not such a good person. That's not an absolute statement. Reuven says, how can you compare me to Shimon? Shimon is endowed with different talents than I have. Shimon is endowed with different personality. It's not the same. The only hegetimtze of being able to be dan somebody in be'etzem is when I'm dan him klape atzmoy. In other words, if I tell a person, you know, Reuven gave $1,000 to this cause, why don't you give this amount of money? I say, Reuven has a lot more money than me. The cause is to somebody who's a lot closer to Reuven. Reuven's nature is a giving nature. I don't have such a giving nature. Everybody starts out with a different natia, and for him, giving $1,000 is not nearly as difficult as me $100. That's what I'm starting with. So if I'm giving $200, I'm really giving twice as much as I could naturally give, and he's giving only once as much. Chazal say, just like people don't look alike, the content is not alike. So there's no way to judge one person copying another person. The only real mishpat that's emes is when you judge a person minei obey. In other words, in a person's nefesh, if I'm able to display a discrepancy mitzad is midas, that's where I can put a din on a person that is emes. Let's take an example. There's an awesome chazal. Chazal say that they point out two places that this is the ultimate midas hadin and midas teichacha. It says when Yosef said, "Ani Yosef, ha'oida avi chai." So it says that v'yivul echav mipanav liuchul lanis loy. So Chazal say over there, "Oylonu miyoyim hadin, oylonu miyoyim teichacha." It says, "Madach Yosef." Bilam was the chacham of the ak of the umis olam, and when his osain gave him techacha, hahaskin skant aschokay vayim aloi. Yosef ktanam shal shvatim haya. Yosef was the youngest of the shvatim. Vlehoyu cholim lamay b'techachay, and they couldn't be omed b'techachtei. Like it says, they couldn't answer him because they were stunned. When a Kadosh Baruch Hu mechich each person for what he is, so let's try to understand what Chazal are saying over here. Yosef, I mean, didn't say much over there. He said, "Ani Yosef." The Chazal are saying, if Yosef would have sat down with them, and Yosef would have said, "You know, how is it possible you did something terrible and this and that, and where's Rachmanis and where's this and where's that?" Then he's the Katan Shebechav. Katan doesn't only mean smallest; he's the lowest of stature. In a sense, they were older and chesheved than him, and they would have said, "Look, who's giving us techacha? You, Yosef, are in no position to give us techacha. You don't, whatever it is, you don't understand us. You don't have anisyonis. You yourself have plenty to do tshuva on. There is no possibility of giving real techacha as when he's the katan shebe echav. The moment of techacha was." Yosef's brothers were standing there. Yehuda says, "I am being moisa nefesh. I am ready to be killed because ech elelo avi v'anayin an imi. I can't do this to my father that I come without my brother. I'm a brother. A brother is responsible for his brother, and my father is his health is going to suffer." And Yosef tells him, "Yeah, you're being moisa nefesh. That's what your whole mitzvah is all about. And you can't see your father suffer and your brother suffer. I'm Yosef. Is my father still alive after what you did to him?" He wasn't mechiach them. He slapped their words back into his face and their face. And he said, "L'shitascha, l'dvarecha, where are you? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asid to be done, each one to be machi, each one kifi mashehu. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to say, well, Anoicha Hashem Alekecha, and we've got these tremendous divine standards, and this is what we expected to live up to. So everybody would kind of glutz the eyes and say, yeah, but who can compare Yochel Kamayni to Amayin Kekadosh Ani? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to go Mechiach Kol Echad Ve'echad Lefi Mashehu. Each person kefi his own erech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will point out the stiris minei obey. That's what the cotton, and the same thing with the asin of Bilam. And that's what it says over there. Oichicha ve'ercha beinecha means in your own eyes, the toichacha is going to be in your own eyes, l'shitascha, not l'shitasi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be mochiach l'asad lovel l'shitasoi, not l'shitasam. There's a Gemara that brings this Nakuda out in a very different way. The Gemara says, it says a ger once came, it's Gemara in Shabbos, where you have all the vikuchim between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. It says a ger came, a whole list of stories where gerim came to Beis Shammai, and he pushed them away. They had all sorts of conditions that they wanted to do this, they wanted to do that, and he pushed them away, and Beis Hillel was mekar of them, and they ended up becoming frum and good and so on and so forth. The Gemara has a few strange aspects to it. The Gemara says that somebody came to Beis Shammai, a ger, and he said, I want you to teach me all of Torah while I'm standing on one foot. So it says Shammai had Amas HaBinyan. Amas HaBinyan is the measuring tape that you use when you're building a building. So it says Dochafoy. He pushed him away with that measuring stick. It was very, very strange. We don't have a record of Shammai working construction. Rabbi Yochanan was a sandler. Hillel worked chopping wood. It doesn't say anything about Shammai working construction anywhere. He had the Amos HaBinyan. He pushed him with Amos HaBinyan. He went to Hillel. Hillel said, yeah. From that he was oimid amin adam lemakim as well, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu called re'acha re'avicha and so on and so forth. Another time he came, he wanted to be kohen gadol, he wanted to be melech, and he said fine. Hillel said, and he started learning, and then he realized being a kohen gadol is fraught with a lot of danger, and so on and so forth. That is the whole Mahalach Gemara. It's very, very, I mean, we have to understand something. Shammai and Hillel were the G'dayle Olam. The G'dayle Olam, this is the first split in Torah. The first time we're aiming on two tzadim in Torah is in Shammai and Hillel. And this is a l'shitasai of sorts. It wasn't just he was friendly, unfriendly. There's a l'shitasai there. Shammai, it says, the Mishnah says, Machloik is Shammai and Hillel, if Shemayim nivru t'chila, Aretz nivru t'chila. Which was created first, Shemayim or Aretz? Hillel says, Shammai says, Shemayim was created first, Hillel says, Aretz was created first, and Rav Shem Yechoy says, a Pshara. Shemayim was nivru t'chila means, Shammai's Sheirish is from Midas Adin, which comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the first thing in the world is a divine standard, and everything in the world measures up to that. That's Midas HaDin, the way we understand it. And therefore, Shammai's Midah was Amas HaBinyan. In other words, the thing that needed to be most straight, the most accurate measuring stick, was used for binyan. It was a plumb line that they used for binyanim. That was the most accurate one they could use. And Shammai's midah, Shammai's metzias was the Amas HaBinyan b'yaday. He killed the Amas HaBinyan. And a ger came, a ger that's standing on one foot, has no leg to stand on, he's 1 foot, something is not stable, it doesn't have a metzias, and he chased him out. And it's a chulu, same thing, being a kohen, being, so anything that didn't live up to the standard, to the emes of Torah, had no makom in Torah. That was the midah of Shammai. Hillel's midah wasn't that it was easier, more trusting, as it was more foregoing. That's shallow Shabbat shallow in understanding that Chazal. Hillel's midah was that only one thing is needed. As long as you keep one standard, mineu bei the emes will be nisgala. There's not any chelik of Torah that will not lead you to kol haTorah kuloi as long as emes. If a person says, "I take on all the psakim of the Shulchan Aruch," then he'll do the emes. It's only when he says, if a person sees somebody being machmeh chumri yaseira, and he says, "You know, I think it's a chumri yaseira." What do you do? I'll go with the Shulchan Aruch Rambam. The person will get to the emes by doing that, provided there's no double measure in it. Provided the person is emes with that. So Hillel told him, "My son, Elach lechavat leisavit. All you need to do is in v'after echa kameicha to apply one standard. B'meila in v'after echa kameicha lies the fact that the reason why covered Adam is chashev is because tzelem lekim nivra. And if covered Adam is chashev, how could covered lekim not be chashev? There's nothing in Tzuras Adam that demands av except for the fact that it's covered of tzelem lekim nivra, and so on." Torah itself, you want to be a kohen gadol. Kehuna gadolah itself contains the element that should frighten away a zar. Malchus itself should contain something. It's mitzad de mineu beishaboy. As long as you're approaching it with emes, so shamais midah. Both of them were coming with midah sa emes, because it's only one midah. But shamais midah was that it took amas habinyan. And he applied it down to all the Yitzurim underneath him. And Hillel's midah was that the midas themselves, as long as the person doesn't keep a double standard, he gets to the emes. Let's go back to the parasha we started with on standing the kudis. When a person steals something from somebody else, so it's a terrible avera. But there's a makom tshuva, because I have not destroyed the etzem sheirish of the inyan. I've simply done something wrong lefize. This is my money, this is your money, I'm not allowed to take it, I took it. That's an avla, and a person, it's a bar tikkun. So just like, let's say I enter into a database information that's false, that's wrong. So I'll get a lot of wrong results. If I enter a 5 instead of a 6, a lot of things will change. But it's nitin lashava, it's possible to change it somehow, because I can isolate the mistake, I can pinpoint it, and be metaken it. So gneiva mitzad the gneiva shabai, mitzad the fact that I cost somebody money, is be'etzem nitin lishoven. The reason why it's nitin lishoven is because the sheirish is clear, it's untouched, and it's aver. So even let's say b'mikra, I stole so many wallets, I don't know anymore who I took what from. So practically, I might not be able to do a hashava, but mitzad the etzem avera, it's not destroying the sheirish inyan. The Rabbi Nirina says that emes is the yisayda nefesh. That emes is the yisayda nefesh. It's hard to understand what it's more than just a midah, but it's the midah yisayd. In other words, If a person is lacking the deepest nekuda in evaluating right and wrong, is that midah, like we spoke about a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's midah se'emes. The midah that corresponds to a Kadosh Baruch Hu of midah se'emes is that which sets the standard. In other words, the nekuda in the nefesh ha'adam that sets a standard is midas emes. If a person corrupts it, If a person, if I stole a kilo of flour from somebody, so I stole a kilo of flour. If my scale is not accurate, if I don't, if the concept of a kilo is, it depends if it's for me or for you, then I no longer have the midas emes anymore. If the problem is not that I entered a 5 or a 6 in a computer, if the problem is that the adding mechanism is broken, it adds wrong, then there's nothing to fix anymore. We have to throw it out and redo it. I'm not correcting a mistake. The etzem power of calculation, of evaluation, is corrupted. When a person steals money, he did an avla. When a person has full scales, Then what the person has done is he's destroyed the sheirish of his nefesh that can be done right or wrong. Because is this right or wrong? It depends. For me it's good, for you it's not good, for the other person like this. If I say, if I couple emes to kedai, then I've destroyed emes. So when the Torah gave us the loisa say of having different mishkel, even ve'even, eifa ve'eifa, that is a mishkol. That is a midah that's mashris a lot deeper than gzeila and gneiva. And that's why it's put down as such. The Yalkut Shemayri compares it to ritzicha, in the same to a rotzeach, in the same way that a molek is, because a molek, in a sense, as long as a person's attitude is, this is a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and he can dictate right and wrong, and I have to follow, but I may or may not wish to do so, or I may not be able to do so, that's all recoverable. I haven't hit home on the Etzem Nekuda. Amolek's Mida was Yodeas Rabbi Miskav Nimrod Boy, Nichnas Le Ambati Roy Sachas. There was not the Mida of this, he destroyed the linking of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the world. Yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists, he's great, he's fantastic, but so what? When a person destroys midos, in midos mishkolos, he's doing exactly the same thing. The person is taking away the ability to apply HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the world. Because avare, you have to give tzedakah. If I'm getting the tzedakah, it means $1,000. If I'm giving the tzedakah, it means $100. So basically, I've unlinked HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the world by destroying the bridge between two. That is what Chazal call Ritzicha, and that's why they put the two together. The Isser, not to have it, it's not a Gzeira type of thing, like Chametz. We asked, why is it different than Chametz, or Chaza, that you're allowed to possess, or even Chelev, which is Isser Kares, there's no Isser. The reason is, not because it's not only, it's not merely a Chshash, that the person may come to do wrong, and he might weigh wrong. Possessing double standards, that a person have in himself two standards for right and wrong, is a hashchasa be'etzem. That in itself becomes hashchasa. And that's what Rashi means, that the makhisha zu es zu. You find in Chazal, we spoke about the same domos, that people are different, and different nefesh of people is different. Yes, that's not a problem in itself. You find in halacha, for instance, there are two sets of midos. There are two sets of measurements. Certain things are across the board standard. There's Amas HaBinyan, which is the Amma used in the Beis HaMikdash. So all the measurements mentioned in the Torah are measurements that are correct, as specific measurements that apply universally. They're universal measurements. And Am is exact. Anything that was brought in the Beis HaMikdash in terms of a revius and a lug and all the inyanim that are measured, there's an exact, there's a universal standard. That's Pashut. But most of the other inyanim, Mali Lugmav, the Mishnah in Kalim says a whole list, Komtso, Molochafnov, all of those shiurim, the Mishnah says, is Lefi Mashehu Ish. As it's all personal. Every single standard where the Torah uses a personal standard is the middos are personal. The Gemara declares there even what about the dalat, the makom adam being dalat dal, the tchum of adam, is that personal or is that universal? So even halacha Shabbos, it can be personal. And somebody's going to ask, how could there be a lot of different Torahs? The Torah is given for everybody. You know, it's one standard. We spoke this week, Torah Achas, and so on. That's not a stira. Maloi Kumtzai is Maloi Kumtzai. Maloi Kumtzai is each one kefi mashu ish. When the Torah says kefi nidvas liboy, each person kefi his own nidvas alev. That is something that is, it's not a stira, because Torah was given to each yachid and yachid, and it applies to each yachid kifi mashu ish. That is not a stira of in Torah. But if a person has two avonim that Rashi says a makhisha zu esu, if the person is internally contradicted, that's a stira to emes. And Rashi says that if you do it, Rashi brings Vaita, lo yaloi klum, he has nothing. You know, it's not the pshat, he has something, but if there is no nekuda for it to go back to, so then it doesn't, the person has zero. You can measure and evaluate something if you have something to go back to. If you don't have what to go back to, then what you have is meaningless. So the parasha of Midos over here is something which is not only, it specifically applies to Midos and Mishkolos. But you're talking here about a Nekuda that is a very Sheirishtik Nekuda. You're talking about the deepest Chelaka Adam, which in Avodas Hashem. Avodas Adam is something which is Shayach to each person individually. I want to apply it to the nyanim that are oimid b'faneinu. It is, I mean, we're standing before the Mea Dinah coming up, and we tend to visualize and picture the Mea Din as being a time when Kadosh Baruch Hu takes out a big Shulchan Aruch, and he asks us, nu, Simen Aleph Sif Aleph, Simen Aleph Sif Beis, Simen Aleph Sif Gimel. So it's obviously not a very, very heartwarming prospect to look forward to, because we know we didn't keep also Shulchan Aruch. But we have to root some. You know, Shulchan Aruch was written by Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's his standards, and we're nebach humans, and hefer tefillos and yankipas about how ofa nachnu, and kilul and atzarti, or shatzarti, what am I? It's peseder, it's not a... there's an excuse for it. We're Basav Adam, and with the Tzaris and the Nisyonos, v'chulu. So we don't really feel, and in a sense justifiably so, we don't feel accountable for the inyanim that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is mechayev us by an absolute standard. But that's not what Yom HaDin is about. Yom HaDin is oilonu miyom HaDin. That a Kadosh Baruch Hu will evaluate each one of us kifi mashehu. Lefi mashehu is, that's a Yom HaDin. A person who absolutely can't get up before 8 o'clock in the morning. And the day he goes to work, he's up at 6 o'clock. That's going to be the Shaila. What happened to you on that day you went to work? Why is it you could get up and the day before you couldn't get up? Why is it that when you hear somebody say about you something disparaging, you get very upset and you say, I don't know how somebody can talk about other people like that. You know, it's terrible, it's humiliating, it's this, it's that, da, da, da. when we make a comment about somebody else, we don't have that feeling. The problem is not going to be the Chavetz Chaim. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not going to slam a Chavetz Chaim at us. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to slam ourselves in our face. When somebody said something about you that you happened over here, it got you pretty bad. And when you go ahead and talk about someone else, you didn't bother to awaken those feelings. You didn't. Where are you? Who are you? A person goes for a job interview. He dresses really carefully. He goes to the Amish Man Esav HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He walks in as he walks in. Somebody once, a modern person who used to work for the Prime Minister in Israel, was once on a trip with somebody else, and he got up to daven in sandals and shorts, and this person made a comment, and he got very upset, and he said, you know, who says, what says? So the person asked him, can you work in the Prime Minister's office the way you're dressed? And to this person's credit, he was stunned, and he says, you are absolutely right, I will change. Do we have that hargasha? If we really believe that we're supposed to be standing in Flei Melech, Basav Adam, where are we? If a person's relative is sick, we daven. We know how to daven. It hurts us. It bothers us. If somebody else is life is in danger, it doesn't. The problem of Yom HaDin is not HaKadosh Baruch Hu standards. It's the most powerful moment in the history of Teichacha is when Yehuda, the Shevet, Yehuda, the Melech of the Shvatim, stands up and he says, I am now being Moisa Nefesh for the highest of human values, standing up for a brother of mine and caring about my father. And Yosef says, is that so? There is not a more powerful word ever said of Teichacha. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Asid Lava is going to do to us time and again. The Teichacha and the Yom HaDin is not the Teichacha and Yom HaDin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's our own life is riddled with Stiris Minei Bay. When a person studies for college, the things that he wants to do, he studies, he knows the material, he gets it down, he writes it up. When it comes to learning, if he says Keim Chayecha and it's Tzarich Yemech and all that, the person has loose and vague knowledge, no sense that he has to go put it together, sit down. And everybody claims, I'm not doing it for grades, and I don't care what other people think about it. So then where are we coming from? Why is it certain things you know and certain things you're okay with it should be sloppy? It says in Chazal that Lasid Lovay, who's going to be made on a person, so it says the Malachim that go with him, it says Kiris Besa made on the person, and then the Gemara says Yad Kol Adam Choysim Boy, that the person himself will sign off on all of the accusations against him. What it means is, at the end of the day, what will incriminate the person is not what someone else says about him, even if it's Malachim, and even if it's Kiris Beisai. At the end of the day, no one can say Eidus about what's in my heart. My own signature is what damns a person. The Yad Kol Adam Choysim Boy is what damns a person. Rosh Hashanah is the midah that comes to the fore in Rosh Hashanah is the midah of Emes. It's the day when a person was created, B'Tselem Elokim, and it's expected the core of Nefesh HaAdam should be midah HaEmes, the way the core of Kaviyoch HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midah is midah HaEmes. That's what Tselem Elokim is. It expresses itself by the question of whether or not the person is capable of building in his nefesh a set of a genuine standards or not. What he does, how much he accomplishes, how far he gets, those are already secondary. The first question is how many sets of measurements does the person possess in his personality? How many